All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer of this universe, the one and the only one who is worthy of worship, la ilaha illa hu, the one who created the heavens and the earth to be known, to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and sent the books, and he put the scales and he created Jannah and Naar to be worshipped, to be praised, to be glorified. And I bear witness that our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger to all mankind, the one who completed this message, the one who brought guidance to all mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, O who you believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not accept in the state of Islam. My dear brothers, as we know, one of the foundation of our deen is the word of Tawheed. The word of La ilaha illallah. That's what makes you a Muslim. But wait here for a moment and stop at the word of La ilaha illallah. What do you see there? What do you notice on that statement? That is the difference between Iman and Kufr. The word of La ilaha, that there is no one to be worshipped, that your Iman starts with removing everything from heart other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can expect or say to us, say, I believe in Allah, or I believe in one Allah, one God, the Creator. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or asked us to say, ilaha, to remove from our heart the appreciation or the praising other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Iman starts with removing any existence but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praying other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of ubudiyah. As we understand that a person who is muta'abbid, the word of ubudiyah, we think that it means that you do your salah, you do your siyam, you do your zakah. This is what ubudiyah means. But the Muslims at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that ubudiyah is a complete humiliation in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is a true worshipper to Allah, he is humiliating himself completely in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that humiliation brings the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this obedience to Allah and from this humiliation, that's why the Iman and Kufr do not meet. So the word of La ilaha illallah, it means a total submission to one Allah and removing others from our hearts and our minds. And now, when we see how much we know of the word of La ilaha illallah, how much we have removed from our hearts the shirk, the disbelief that would throw us in Jahannam with all the ibadat we might have do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear for us in the Quran. Allah will forgive everything when it comes to the faults and the shortcoming in our life. But when it comes to the shirk, there is no forgiveness. And that's why when a person is injected into that grave, the first thing he will be asked about this word of Tawheed. He won't be asked about any of the A'mal. And the A'mal comes to complete the Tawheed. What I'm trying to get to this introduction, I'm not to be giving the speech today, but I thought this is very important that we share today with this fundamental issue that we Muslims have lost. Muslims throughout the centuries until 1917, that is the remarkable date, as the Khilafah of Islam was gone, we don't understand an important principle to what make the word of Tawheed works and have the resolve, the proper resolve in our life. As we lost this Khilafah that was existing, Muslims back before, they didn't know what it means to have any constitution or any establishment or what the meaning of Tawheed. They read it in the Quran. They go and fight the enemies to believe in it, but they have it in their environment because they have the Khalifa that rules by the Quran. Their constitution is the Quran. Their ministers are the mashayikh and the knowledgeable and the scholars of the Sunnah. But after this Khilafah is gone, Muslims get scattered. And now we got to wake up to our, to in life, to see all these names. They seem to be very beautiful from outside, but the result, they are a total destruction, and we are paying the price today in our time. That we got mixed up with these nationalities and names, and he's from this country, and as we, they call ikhwat al-tab, that we are the brothers of the dirt, our mother earth is our mother, and we all share one thing in common. While a Muslim cannot be part of anybody's life, you as a Muslim are a unique personality, a unique existence, because you got that one word of La ilaha illallah. So how can we bring this word of La ilaha illallah to be living in our life? But I would like to share on something that I noticed that happened in the past 3-4 weeks, that we don't really understand the importance of it. When this issue of hakimiyah, our loyalty to Allah only when it comes to the ahkam, and that is when we study the aqidah, you know the difference between uluhiyah and rububiyah. This deen is based on these two basics. You can't say, I believe in Allah, and that's it. The mushrikeen at the time of Mecca believed in Allah. They didn't believe in no other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never say there was other than Allah in the heaven. But they come up with rules. إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ Whatever rules that we make, that is not being derived and brought to us from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what is called taghut. This is what is called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in many different verses, in many different ways. But let's stop here quickly at an incident, at a story that was reported to us in a very unique way. That the only story in the Quran that was put from A to Z in a beautiful sequence, in a very short word that will give you a major details in our life, and that is the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he established a very important fundamental part was in the darkness of that jail, when he was thrown in that jail because of his purity, and then he is in that jail alone when he sees these two men entering, and they saw this piety and this righteousness in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was the most beautiful human, yet he was the most pious man, that he could see this phenomena continuing with every pious and religious person who is pure inside. They seen the dreams, and they came to him inquiring about the two dreams that they have seen. And one asked about his dream, and he answered. He asked about the first dream, and the second one, before he comes to give them the answer, the meaning of these dreams, he jumped in as a da'iyah to introduce the word of La ilaha illallah to them in a very unique way. And so, after he explained to them the state in which they live in, after he explained to them where he came from and the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over him and his parents, Ibrahim wa Isma'il wa Ishaq wa Ya'qub, and then he tells them, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ إِلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ As Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam took the opportunity to touch on a very fundamental part of La ilaha illallah, as this is the call for all the prophets came. This is not the call of Rasulullah. This is not for us. This is not a monopoly for Muslims. This is the principle, the main purpose of our existence as a human. And as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ This ruling is not for me, it's not for you, it's not for your Lord, as he named, remember me in front of your, or mention me in front of your Lord. This حكم حاكميه is only for Allah. And for anyone to praise, or to elect, or to prove any form of this taghut, he is entering into a great deal of shirk, in which Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent every messenger. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ That worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and refuse and reject the issue and the existence of taghut. So the principles of Islam based on the tawheed. The tawheed based on La ilaha. There is no one to be in our heart but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our worship, in our loyalty, and as I mentioned again, the waning of worship is to humiliate yourself in front of Allah to be a complete follower to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes from you or said to. So, my dear brothers, إِلَى الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِلَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the straightforward deen. That no other deen will take you, and no other way will take you right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that we have to really check our aqidah and what goes on in our mind. As today, we see, as we were mentioning in the tafsir earlier, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the first verse came, the first time the verse came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Fight those who start by aggressing you. Fight them back. Do not sit down and watch them. And as this verse came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as to stop the mushrikeen from attacking the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this verse later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us the meaning of jihad and how the jihad is to be done. But you would find that this word of La ilaha illallah and removing the taghut, see the problem, we don't understand the taghut. The taghut, anything that is not from Allah, any rules, any establishment, any constitution, any thing that is being put over the head of people, that's not from derived from the word of Tawheed and from the basis and the basics of Qur'an or the divine rulings, that is called Tawheed, that is coming from the Shaytan. Whether it is the law of makers, whether it is whatever names they set for them. And this is why what I was trying to relate to you with this issue of jihad, when we see people sacrificing their life, going fighting for whatever names, whether it is communism, whether it is socialism, whether it is nationalism, whether it is the Arab or the Ajam or whatever names. This is not how it works. You are wasting your life away for those who are fighting. But this brain of yours, it doesn't matter how ibadat, how much ibadat that you do. You have to make sure that you believe is to be 100% according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to believe. And that's why, my dear brothers, this word of La ilaha illallah that we think we know too much about, that we are Muslims, we say La ilaha illallah, it doesn't stop at just saying the word of La ilaha illallah. As we hear this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامُ آخِرَ كَلَامِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ لَا يُخَلَّدُ فِي النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And release all these ahadith. But what is the true meaning of La ilaha illallah? That is a real issue. For us to understand the real meaning of La ilaha illallah, it takes a lot of study, a lot of understanding. Now, not to omit the kufr in our appearance, our life, and our dealings, our feelings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ فَهُوَ مِنْ وَنَا حَبَّ قَوْمْ يُحْشَوْ مَعَهُمْ. Whoever the people, he will be with them. And with those who love people, wherever they are, he will be with them. As a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah saw and he says, this special look that, he says, what is it with you? He said, I feel like I am in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a serious statement. How can you consider yourself to be from a people of Jannah? Who gave you this authority? What did you prepare for it? He said, oh Rasulullah, I have a great love to Allah and you, Rasulullah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a very simple answer. You are with those that you love. You are with those who you love. So find who you love. Who do you love in your life? Find out who you love in your life. And I'll tell you who you are and who are you are going to be with. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ عَظِيمُ. But he said to the Muslims, stop for the water.